Hi, everybody. Kurt Schlichter here for Unredacted Town Hall VIP podcast that we're trying to get a little more high tech with. Let's see how we're doing here. Ooh, that's louder. I'm here with my father-in-law and my brother-in-law. There's a lot of law going on here at the thing. Moondi and Chris, how are you guys doing?
We're good.
Living the dream.
You guys are just... Okay, they're mad at me because I'm like, well, I need normal people for the podcast. Because, you know, I can go off and talk about how everything's terrible, but I am a pundit. I'm not a normal person. Like a cat, I react to stimuli that you can't see or understand.
That's right. And you pulled me away from my football and my baseball for today.
Well, you went to University of Texas. I understand they did poorly today in their sports ball match.
Yeah, I was disappointing. That's an understatement. Yeah.
The Ohio State University.
Yes, they beat us today.
You know, I was born in Ohio.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I had a lot to do with that. Perfect attendance has been the secret of my success. What do you think, Moondi? You're wearing a Texas t-shirt.
That's right. I was rooting for him where a golden boy let us down.
That's right.
So he lost somebody today.
Archibald Manning?
Yeah.
Aren't the Mannings like an important football family?
Oh,
they're kind of a big deal.
I'm not a sports guy. You guys would be watching sports, and I'm like, I don't understand what they're doing here. Is this hockey? There's like a catcher and a pitcher, so I think it is.
Yeah, right.
So that's kind of how it goes. Now, you guys had a question for me earlier today. Is Donald Trump dead?
Is he?
What was that? What was that?
Well, the funny thing is. My wife's Twitter feed was leading her down the path of, is Trump, dead or not?
I think the most important question is, does she follow me?
She does.
Really?
Yes.
And she still came over.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. So there was a thing where apparently I wake up and they're like, Trump's not dead. And I'm like, okay. Typically news would be when something changes.
That's right.
Is Trump the Paul McCartney of the Beatles that is American politics?
Trump is dead.
Why do they think Trump is dead? Can someone explain this to me?
They wish him dead.
Well, they wish him dead, yeah.
Well, apparently he was not in the public eye for a couple of days, and he's had a couple of random things with his hands. You know, they've kind of picked on pictures, which is crazy, but that was enough to... stir that conspiracy theory.
And he's swollen ankles as well.
He had swollen ankles?
Yeah.
You might call him cankles.
Cankles. That's, okay. And they decided from this, well, he's a 78-year-old, and we haven't seen him in 3 days. It's pretty clear he's dead. And they're hiding it from us? You would think somebody would go, you know, the president of the United States is dead. Really? Mr. Vance, you know, vice president, I think that's an important fact. Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we would hear about it.
Democrats just throwing whatever out there to see if they can create some controversy.
Well,
it'd be nice if they have paid this as close attention to Trump's health as Biden's health. That would have been nice.
Oh, Biden was a picture of health, and it was like the picture of Dorian Gray. One of the later ones, after many sins. I saw Biden staggering around an ice cream parlor today. He's buying an ice cream for Ashley, which is a nice change from taking showers with her. And he...
Kurt, you're going over the board.
She said it. It was in her book. It was in her diary. She's like, I think it's kind of weird that daddy's taking showers with me. And I'm like, well, you and me both. And, but yeah, he's staggering around. He doesn't look good. I mean, Bruce Willis walked in and goes, dude, you're a mess. Okay. All right. Okay. Too soon.
Poor Bruce.
I love Bruce. Isn't that horrible? Early on sent the message. That's just sad. But you know, Bruce was amazing. From Born to Run to Born in the USA, he would... No, I'm sorry. That's the wrong Bruce.
Wrong Bruce.
This is Springsteen?
That's Springsteen. No, I know. We're talking about Bruce Willis. And he was actually a funny cat.
And I think he'd appreciate us making jokes about it. And also mentioning that he was married to Demi Moore, which is pretty amazing.
Wow. Good for him.
Especially back when Demi Moore was Demi Moore. But she's still Demi Moore. She's Demi Moore. But anyway, our thoughts and prayers go out to Demi, to the whole Willis family. I think they're taking very good care of the guy, and it's very sad for everybody. Again, thoughts and prayers go out to them. And the Democrats will be mad about that. Did you see?
I was going to say that was a bridge too far. You said it.
Did you like that? Did you? I know, right?
He said it twice.
After the transsexual perverted weirdo decided to go on a murder spree of young Christian kids, Christians dared object, and everybody dared object except for Democrats. They were like, prayers aren't enough. And I'm like, you're right. Prayers are not enough. We, you know, I know you're going to call for common sense gun control. I think we need common sense deviant control. Because I think that's the real problem here.
We got to eliminate that craze. Thoughts and prayers.
Now, I've got a town hall column coming out about that. That'll be coming out soon. So I don't want to spoil it for everybody.
Because it's brilliant.
It should be against the law.
It's true.
What's that?
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers. Even though Pope Leo thinks that we need more.
Who?
Pope Leo.
We're not Catholic. You guys are the only Hispanics in the world who aren't Catholic. So.
But
I married into the one Latinx family that's not Catholic.
Did you use the word Latinx?
I did, but ironically.
That's right.
That's, is Latinx offensive?
Oh, yeah, I'm offended.
Well, I'm Anglax.
Nah.
So it's not a thing. There's that.
I know. Did they actually consult with Hispanic people? Hey, everybody.
No.
Jose, come on over here. I got a question. Is this Latinx thing cool?
Like Ocasio says, language is fluid, sex is fluid.
Who?
Ocasio.
Ocasio-Cortez?
The Democrat leader. That's what she said.
I think they're going to have problems. Look, I think it's kind of remember dodgeball?
Yeah.
Remember? That's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see how it pays off. America's got about 75% of Americans are believing Christians or observant Jews. Let's insult them all and see how this works out. You know, in this time of trouble, let's immediately attack their attempts to give help to some people who their perverted constituent traumatized.
That is a bold strategy, Cotton.
I don't think it's a good strategy. I think they're just trying to make... See, I think they've got to fight the battle in front of them, which is the lunatic leftists. And they can't really think down the road. Plus, you know, guys like Gavin Newsom joined in. There's a surprise. Oh, there's a big dude up to bat. So we may get distracted. But Gavin Newsom joined in with this. And it's like, I grew up in San Mateo, right? Which is next to San Francisco. And my mom was an elected official in San Mateo. And she hated San Franciscans. There's a kind of leftist up there, right? And I know them very well. And they do not believe in God. And they believe that people who believe in God are both stupid and evil.
I thought your mom was appointed by the governor.
And then she had to be reelected.
But who was the governor?
Duke Majan.
Duke Majan.
I feel like, well, maybe I'm jumping in a little too early, but what about our friends in the city of New York who are trying to elect a
communist?
That is bonkers to me.
He's literally a communist. Now, you guys are Cuban in the sense that you're like literally, well, Chris, you were born here, but, you know, Moody, you're literally from Cuba. You were literally driven out by communists.
That's right.
And that sissy boy Kennedy wasn't man enough to go in and hang them all from the light posts.
You sound like, what's his name from,
Sam Kinison.
Sam Kinison.
Sam Kinison from Back to School.
Back to School. Like,
yeah, I'm channeling his ass.
That was like, wow.
Say it! All right! MacArthur was too much of a pussy whip to kick those commie bastards all the way back to China!
That was it.
Yeah.
That's a deep...
I'm gonna keep an eye on you, like the way you think. I'm gonna keep my eye on you.
Deep cut. Deep cut.
Well, nobody in the Democratic Party has the balls to say that Bandana is a communist.
I mean, he is, right?
He's a communist.
He wants to take all the means of
production
and put into the hands of the people, grocery stores, buying up houses, make a bunch of communes. I mean, even I, the voice of reason in this podcast, thinks that's a bridge too far.
He's a complete psychopathic scumbag. And he also wants to not prosecute misdemeanors.
That's right.
Which won't be a problem for rich people who have a bunch of large security guards to beat the living crap out of junkie degenerates that hassle them on the street. As usual, the people who have to pay the price for this commie gobbledygook are normal people. But here's the thing. Tell me if I'm wrong, Mundy. If you don't go out and vote against his ass, I kind of can't care more about what happens to you than you care about yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, he also wants no bonds.
Yes, he wants no bonds either. He wants to do everything that's terrible, and yeah. It isn't like the people of New York haven't got a warning. Now, it doesn't help they've got three other guys competing to split the vote.
Yeah, right. I mean,
which is a, and again, you want to, you know, if they care about their city, they're going to do something about it that involves electing somebody else. But what do you, I mean, I can't care more about New York than New York does.
Yeah, I don't care. I think it's an interesting conversation. They're going to go down this path, see how it sucks.
Cautionary example.
Bottom out and then come back again. So.
Bottom out and, well, you know, again.
Remember.
So, okay. Now, look, the Democrats have come out for communism. They come out against prayer. And, you know, religious black women are a huge part of their coalition. I wonder how that's going to play, you know, for these ladies.
That'd be interesting.
I just wonder.
I feel like they bury the lead on the whole religion part, right?
Uh-huh.
They just focus more on the equity and the financial part a lot more than...
That DEI crap?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of DEI crap going on, but we're getting rid of that now, thankfully.
But the Democrats won't walk away from it, even though they're behind the issue. It's a 2080
issue, and they're always on the 20 side.
They won't walk away from it. Why? It's so stupid.
I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with them.
But, I mean,
they're Democrats.
But there's, I mean, to be fair, there's half the country that still agrees with that, right? I mean, there is
still, or half, or 40%, whatever that number is, well, there's still a chunk. I think what they're doing is playing to their base. But look, I think normal Democrats are like, well, I don't particularly want a dude walking through my daughter's locker room with no pants. I don't think that's okay.
Common sense is always okay.
Well, not if you're in the Democrat base. You're supposed to affirm every weirdo, loser, and mutation.
That's true.
And I got to tell you, I'm tired of it. And I think normal Americans are tired of it. I think there's going to be... Look, I think we're going to get a backlash. And I think the backlash is going to be very, very painful. And I think this is a time when these Democrats are, you know, we tried live and let live, and they came for my kids. So now we're going to try something else. And if that doesn't work, what comes after is going to be a lot more painful. But submitting to a bunch of weirdos, losers, and mutations doesn't seem to me to be in the cards, you know?
People are going to see the light sooner or later.
Well, I agree. I think what can't go on will go on. Although in England, did you see the girl with the knives?
Oh, that was fantastic. I love it.
Little 12-year-old, this perverted.
She's got a knife and an axe.
And she's like, get away from me and my sister. And I'm like, based. Of course, who gets arrested?
She does.
Yes. Not the perverted man who was hassling her. That's anarcho-tyranny.
But
where criminals are allowed to do whatever they want, but the full penalty of the law comes down on anyone who dares resist.
The UK is a different story altogether.
Well, people are saying there's going to be a British Civil War. I'm going to write about that, too, about why there isn't.
Oh, and Kelly Turnbull going to...
Kelly Turnbull's actually going to Ireland in the next one.
Oh.
So he will be in Ireland.
Did bury that lane.
I got to write that. That's coming out in November.
Don't bury that lane.
I'm not burying that lane. That's going to be amazing. He'll have fun in Ireland. I think Bono may show up. Remember Bono?
Probably not for long, I would imagine.
Is he still a thing? Is Bono a thing?
Can you?
I don't know. All the bands I used to know about are going away. Who's on its final tour again? For the 15th time?
Well, yeah.
The Beatles?
The Beatles? Well, it's more like the B, because the Tolls part's already gone. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the Paul McCartney of America's political scene.
Funny thing, I've been watching a lot of Canadian bloggers.
Wait a minute, what?
Canadian bloggers.
Why are you watching Canadian bloggers? That's the most random thing I ever heard.
It's that interesting what's going on in Canada with the Prime Minister, and they blame everything that's wrong with Canada on Trump.
Of course they do.
No matter what it is, they blame it on Trump.
But, they're impotence. It's all Trump.
But
the maple leaves are wilting. Trump.
Anyways, I just thought I'd throw that Trump is...
I know. Have you noticed how no one's thinking of Canada? Oh, here's the funny part. Remember when they had when Trump was doing the summons Zelensky and all these other people to Washington, D.C. to look at the talk about how they were going to talk with Putin?
Yeah.
And Trump made him say he didn't even bother inviting the Canadians. He's like, you don't count. You don't matter. You're nobody. You're just a bunch of frigid losers.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what, the more I watch, the reason I'm watching it is because I saw the same thing that was going on in the United States. All these minority bloggers and different bloggers in Canada betting against this prime minister in the United States, betting against Kamala Harris. Now these Canadian bloggers are doing the same thing with their prime minister.
They think the prime minister's going down.
Yep.
And it's like America's like, we don't really care about Canada.
So we need our 51st state to be with.
I don't want them to be a state.
Yeah, I know what I mean.
I don't need to deal with their freaking moose issues.
Well, we'll take Alberta then.
Just take Alberta. They're pretty much Montana. Well, Montana with Tim Hortons.
What about all those Frenchies?
Oh, I don't want the Frenchies. Although I will be going to Montreal soon. Yeah, that'll be amazing. So anyway, what else you guys thinking about? We gotta close this out.
Thinking about
As normal people.
Terrorists.
Terrorists. What's the deal with terrorists?
The latest setback with the
what is the deal with judges? What's the deal with terrorists?
I like that with the authority from Trump managing the world.
Yeah, don't bet on that.
They're going to appeal it, I'm sure.
Of course, it'll go to the Supreme Court along with a number of other things, and it'll be amazing. I would suspect Trump's going to prevail. I would suspect, but it's not guaranteed. And if he doesn't,
assuming he's alive.
Well, assuming he's really alive, and that's not Trump's double.
Ooh.
Talk about a worse.
There's a guy named like Mike Hutchinson. Trump's double. Oh God. We gotta start spreading the Trump's double rumor.
I like
it. It's Trump's double.
It's really Mike.
It's Mike. It's Mike. He sells Buicks in Pacoima. So anyway, okay, we've done our thing. We've done our part. I'm going to be back in Washington, D.C. next week, so you may see some special stuff going on. I may do some, I may podcast with some of the shits of D.C.
Who are you rubbing shoulders with in D.C.?
Oh, well, there's just too many to mention.
Oh, my gosh.
Senators, government officials, congressmen. Weirdos, losers, mutations. Oh, no, I won't be rubbing shoulders with them because the guard is on the street. in Washington, D.C., and they're not letting people give. And we've got to stop Trump
from making our city safe,
from making the capital of the United States safe. We've got to stop it. It's literally fascism when people aren't shooting each other on the boulevards and avenues.
And as a former Chicago resident, I want him to take care of Chicago's look.
Well,
good luck.
Let maybe Chicago should sink into its own filth. I'm Kurt Schlichter. This is Unredacted Town Hall VIP Podcast. Thanks to Chris and Mundy for joining me as the voices of reason here at Unredacted. Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday are my Town Hall columns. Stream of Kurtishness on Friday. Follow me at the Twitter machine, at Kurt Schlichter. You should go get my new book, American Apocalypse, the Second American Civil War, and my joint kind of fantasy detective novel, Los Angeles, Silver Bullets on the Sunset Strip, with Irina Moises, my beloved wife. Thank you for being VIP members. It's important, and we're looking forward to doing great things with Town Hall VIP coming up. So thanks for that, and talk to you soon. Adios.